The decision has been made.
What's that?
When you have a shortage at a job, you have to change some things to ensure you have enough people.
Okay, so what? How do I change that?
Well, here's the thing.
Yeah.
I mean, there are a couple of different ways to go.
Right.
And at this job specific, shortage is not an option. You can't work with a skeleton crew. What they have changed,
yeah.
There was a reason this rule existed. There was a reason why folks like this weren't allowed to apply in the past. Mm. And although people are doing more as they get older today compared to decades ago, to start this job at this age, you're hanging out at the Breaker, Rochester's Classic Rock, 96.5, WCMF. The Rochester Police Department needs new recruits.
Okay.
And law enforcement in general, not just locally but nationwide, the last few years, have been dealing with a shortage of candidates. Mm. To combat that, the state of New York started changing who was allowed to take the tests at different points in their life.
Yeah.
For example, it used to be once you pass the age of 35, you could no longer take a test in New York State to become a police officer.
Oh, yeah, you know, physically can't do it.
Okay. And like 18 months ago, all of a sudden, proposals started showing up. We talked about it here on the show. Lawmakers wanted to change that age rule.
Okay.
Some lawmakers suggested to increase that age to 40. Some argued there should be no age cap at all.
Wait, no, what?
Their argument was if you can do the job, doesn't matter.
Yeah.
Put them in.
All right.
Well, we now know the new rule. The Rochester Police Department is allowing people to take the rookie Rochester Police Department, whatever, get in test until the age of 43 years old.
You could be a 43-year-old rookie?
43-year-old
rookie. You could be a 44-year-old
rookie. Like you've never been.
No, she's right.
You take the test at 43.
Yeah.
You could be turning 24.
44. Going through,
I said 44.
You said 24.
I said 44.
Your mic's broken.
So
you could be 44.
I've never been a cop in my life.
Yeah.
I'm 43 years old.
Yes.
And I'm going to do this.
By the way, what you are describing, I think every network has had that as a crime drama at some point.
Yes, they have. You're absolutely right.
Tommy?
It's called Gray 911.
252-WCMF, 252-9263. Is 43 years old too old to start your career?
It sounds it.
As a police
officer. And I know there's like physically fit guys, you know, in shape. But like to be a cop and to think like a cop and have to deal with what cops deal with. Goes way beyond, I'm guessing, just the physical, I can run a mile.
I love how you come in with that. Look, let me tell you something about I know nothing about.
I've been around since Adam 12, son.
Nobody knows what that is.
Yes, they do. You know what it is.
Only because I hang out with you and you're sad.
I would think any career change in your 40s is going to be hard.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? Because you're jumping into something brand new and you got to fit in. And most of the time, like you got to fit in with a bunch of new, maybe potentially younger people. Like just fitting in with the other people you could be going through this with would be hard enough on its own.
Well,
and then you add the physical aspect of this job.
Here comes Fart Squad.
And it's got to be.
Now you're putting fart court.
Got to be tough in your 40s.
So your husband kind of went through this, not in his 40s,
but he was an older guy going through the academy to become a firefighter,
Luckily, he's super immature, so he fit in with all the young recruits. Okay, look, you think that 43 is too old to become
a firefighter. It sounds like you're pushing it a little too much.
Okay.
And I don't think you're going to get many guys that can pass the test.
All right, look, there are physical fitness standards you have to pass just to be hired, right? So that would carve those people out, right? And if we're going to be fair here, retirement as a police officer is not like other retirements. You only have to work, it's either 20 or 25 years.
Yeah.
On that job before you get full retirement, meaning you could start at 41 and in theory still retire 4 years short of the traditional retirement age,
which, by
the way, that's a pipe dream for most people now anyway.
True.
It kind of feels... I'm sorry, go ahead.
No, but the benefits are awesome.
They are, but I'm saying, like, even if you start at 43, you will end your work life still before where most of your friends, if they have the opportunity, will end their work life.
Well, it's a great job, but it's a tough job.
What I'm saying is it sounds like you're being an ageist right now.
I'm not being an ageist. I just don't want old people around.
I agree.
I agree too, man. What?
Nothing. Couldn't you argue that the wisdom of older age could make you a better police officer than, let's say, a 22, 23-year-old kid who doesn't have the same life experience?
Okay. You coming in at 43, does it make you a wiser, older cop?
Okay.
A cop that's been around a long time and is 43 is a wise cop.
Not necessarily.
But
he is because he's been around the actual job.
Oh, but you could just be a bad cop the whole time.
You could, but I don't think you coming in at an older age is going to make you a better police officer.
You do have more life experience than somebody who's doing it in their early 20s, right? I mean, it could benefit you to be more mature overall as a human being.
I am 100% with Kimmy in this, and I'll tell you why. Because you have no experience with police other than television shows. That's why
you're
dead.
Well,
you don't know my dad.
No, but
well.
I met him. I shook hands.
Oh, really? What'd you ask him about being a cop?
I didn't. He was breaking down how cool he is. and that he's the actual original Duffy that should be on the radio. Not you two clowns.
The OD, as he puts it.
Yeah.
God. My old man when I was a kid.
Yeah.
I mean, being a police officer, at least according to him,
yeah,
is more of a PR thing than it is out. You know, like, you're out dealing with people.
Yeah, and right? Their emotions and their problems.
Exactly. Like, yeah. You have to know how to talk to people. You have to have life experience where you can do your best to relate to what people are going through, which is why putting different people from different backgrounds in different places benefits a police department, in my opinion, based on what I've seen growing up. So if I have the choice, and I'm just thinking out loud here, of putting a 22-year-old kid who, God bless him, you know, eventually they're going to age into that job, in a place where they have no life experience and need it badly versus someone who has seen things, has heard things, has experienced things, I don't mind a 40-year-old starting that gig.
Yeah, but I get, like, life experience, you've experienced some stuff, but, like, when bad stuff goes down,
yeah,
you have zero experience.
But that goes for the 22-year-old, too.
Right, but at least he's physically quicker to, like, get to somebody.
Okay, but again, like, bro,
where'd I put that goddamn gun? I left it on the seat again.
Okay, you want to talk about guns? My old man's been a cop for 40 years.
Yeah.
Ask me how many times he shot his gun.
Oh.
Zero.
Yeah, it had you for a kid.
I meant on the job. I understand that watching movies and television shows, yeah, like...
I just watched Duster, man. It's so good.
Being a cop, it seems like every day you go in...
The 100th time you brought that up this week.
He just will not stop with his old man stuff. I know it seems like they're hopping fences and getting in shootouts all the time. No, that's not what the job is on a daily
basis.
But
that does occur.
But you would, as a 43-year-old, you would have to pass the physical fitness exam to get in.
All right.
Shut up, man.
Yeah, I would think maybe you wouldn't pursue this as a 40-something if you didn't think you were in... decent shape,
but every guy thinks he's in decent shape.
But he'll find out quick.
To Pat's point, like you know what you're up against.
I mean, you got to get pepper spray if they still do that in the academy, so you know what it feels like in case it happens by accident. Like, there's a whole bunch of stuff.
Do they tase you too?
I've seen videos. I don't know if they do it.
Yeah, I don't know if those are jokes or that they actually tase every guy in the academy once.
252 WCMF again. The Rochester Police Department is looking for new recruits. A year and a half ago, New York State was talking about raising the age limit. It was 35 to apply to be a police officer. Now we know what it is, because according to a story on 13 WHAM, the RPD will be accepting applicants up to 43 years old. You think that is too old?
Yeah.
What is the oldest age you would be comfortable someone starting as a police officer?
I would say 35, 36.
36.
To start a completely different career from what you've done.
Sure, yeah.
But, you know, let's say you're a physically fit guy, you were in construction, right?
Sure.
And now you're going to go do this.
Okay.
43.
Yeah.
Okay.
Bro, you started doing this job at 34.
Yeah, you say I suck.
And you do.
And I never had a raise. You banged my mother.
Not all of those things are connected.
It seemed to be.
All right, let me ask you this then, smart guy, because you're sitting here going, too old. You have a shortage. If you don't raise the age to 43, fix the shortage. Oh, what happened?
Robot cop.
Shut up.
RoboCop. That guy kicked ass.
That's called cameras, bro, and you don't like those.
No, I'm talking about the ones in the street with the head, like, machine guns in their hands.
If you don't like getting caught by a camera when you're speeding,
yeah,
you think that RoboCop is going to benefit you?
I don't know.
By the way, RoboCop is half person.
Yeah, get that guy. You couldn't stop him.
I think beyond the physicality or the physical part of the job, starting this career at 40-something would be the hardest if you have to listen to younger people.
Yeah, and you would.
Which most likely you would. Like, you're that younger guy who's had 10-plus years of experience on the job is going to kind of, you know... He's allowed to boss you around a little bit, and I don't know how many 40-somethings are going to be cool with that.
Here's the thing, though. I think there are some jobs that you could start that are so high. What's the word I'm
stress?
Looking for? I mean, stress, yes, but all right. For example, if I'm going to become a pilot in my 40s, and there's a 30-year-old guy that's got 10 years of experience, I don't care how old he is. I'm listening to him.
Yeah, yeah.
And I would assume becoming a police officer, because you're walking in with no knowledge.
I mean, you have no choice but to listen to him. Like, but I think it is – it's probably – you got to set aside your ego. Right.
Oh yeah.
And that's going to be difficult for some
you're a rookie.
People.
Yeah. You know, going back to the whole idea of without raising the age, how do you attract more police officers to apply?
Yeah.
Right. They already make great money and have great benefits. Yeah. You can't increase that. You can't do it. You cannot lower the standards. whether it's written or the physical standards, right? That can impact public safety and cause all kinds of issues for the community. The only other way to increase applicants would not be raising the age, but lowering the age.
Like a younger kid going in? So what's the minimum you could go into the academy?
All right, could you Google, I believe you can take the test at first at 18, and I don't think anybody gets hired at 18, but I think once you are a grown-ass person, you can take the test at 18.
You're talking about the Rochester Police Department?
Let's go with the state rule. Let's go with state police just to be uniform here. Yeah. All right, let me ask you this. You have the choice of 43-year-old cop taking the test for the first time or new program. The state of New York will allow kids at 16
to take the test.
So with the day they turn 18, they can become a police officer.
Yeah.
You want that?
You have a military that does that, that has missiles and nukes
that are not walking through the streets of America,
but it's still a dangerous job. Why not? By the way, you'll get a younger guy going longer into the forces, which is what you want.
Says
instead
who?
Of this turnaround.
Says who? Once
well, you got a better shot than 43-year-old that now blew his knee out because he's in such great shape.
Bro, my old man is your age.
Yeah,
he is still working as a cop.
I mean, he can go, bro. I've seen him go.
You do not want 18-year-old police officers.
Yes, you do.
No, you don't.
You have 18-year-old soldiers, sailors, Marines.
Understood.
What's the difference?
It's a different job because those sailors, Marines, and soldiers are not on a daily basis interacting with people that they are trying to take care of.
No, but it's
arrest.
Still, they go to war, they go here.
Yeah, this isn't war. It's police. And it blows my mind that guys your age can't tell the difference between war and law enforcement.
Well, it's bullets.
No, yo, it's not. Well, again, it's not. You don't have cops just walking around shooting bullets. Go ahead. I'm sorry. It's such a stupid take.
Yeah, shoot your damn bullets right in your goddamn mouth.
If you got pulled over by an 18-year-old, you'd be losing your effing mind.
Oh, no. I appreciate the young man.
No, 18-year-old.
Yeah, but 18 to, I mean, a 20-something's going to look the same to him as an 18-year-old.
Right. There's very little difference between those two.
It does say you have to be at least 20 years old by date of application.
Okay.
So I like your idea.
No, it's not my idea. It's a terrible idea. I presented that idea.
I like the Duffy plan.
I presented that idea thinking you go like, oh, yeah, that's stupid. Let's do the other way. But no, you're so stupid. Bro, think of every 18 to 22-year-old kid you ever met.
Yeah.
Like, they are full of you-know-what and vinegar.
Yeah, but that's what you need at that job.
No, you don't. You don't put that guy or girl on the street. Bro, I hope you get put in a headlock.
Who's
so
dragging
bad.
Me out of anything?
I don't know. Are they
Maybe
listening
this
to the
room.
Show? Are they listening to the show? Tom writes us on Instagram, Duffy on WCMF, the easiest way to get us. He writes us, I agree with Tommy. If an 18-year-old can go to war for their country, they should be able to become police officers. It is such a different job.
But it's a high-stress job that's very dangerous, that involves weapons and you know.
And that's where it ends.
And by the way, cops get into urban warfare just like the military does in certain situations.
Name the last time there was an urban warfare situation in COVID. Rochester.
We had riots the and protests? Stuff. We had protests and riots.
That wasn't
the cops
an urban warfare situation.
Well, it is.
They weren't shooting bullets back
no,
and forth.
No, but it was a very
you
tense
think,
thing.
You think breaking a couple of windows is urban warfare, you suburban-ass bitch?
Kind of like what I'm seeing on
Are
the TV right
Are you kidding me
kind of what I'm seeing right,
right
now?
Just saw That's it urban warfare.
Just saw it this morning.
Man, if we'd be so fortunate at every battle we walked into was a bunch of guys throwing rocks at windows.
And don't the cops have tanks and stuff? Doesn't Gates have a tank?
That's a whole other discussion.
Yeah, they already got the tanks.
Why do you need a tank?
I don't know.
You have been on record as saying the tanks are unnecessary.
Well, Webster had one, then I thought it was kind of cool.
Oh, for God's sakes, man. For God's sakes. The police department is not the Army, the Navy, or the Air Force.
But it's a branch of the...
No, it's not.
...of the service that protects this fine country.
No, it's not. It's not a branch of anything. It's a police department.
Wait, I would say like Coast Guard, all those guys could do that job at 18.
Why don't they?
They should. That's a great career for a young man.
What's
or
that?
A woman.
Oh, for God's sake.
Get the ladies, too.
We got everybody's agreeing.
Police woman.
Everybody's agreeing with you now. Send them. Send the 18-year-olds out of the street. Tom writes, they go through how many months of training before they go into these countries? I'm assuming police officers go through extensive training as well. It's not as extensive as you think, in all seriousness. Like the academy
is not,
it's not like
boot camp.
Well, I mean, boot camp is, and again, you're training on the job before, unless we're in wartime.
Yeah.
something major happens. All right, 252 WCMF. We're rambling here. We're yelling.
We're looking to recruit young men.
Tommy, no, we're not.
On the Duffy plan.
Speak for yourself.
You came up with the plan.
No, I'm talking about you recruiting young men for whatever you're doing. 252 WCMF. We'll take one call.
All right.
We started this conversation. The RPD is looking for new recruits. They are now recruiting up to 43 years old.
Yep.
You are allowed to take the test for the first time at 43 years old. It used to be 35. Shortage in law enforcement. They have raised the age. Tommy doesn't like 43, but he's fine with an 18-year-old kid being able to be a police officer. Sir, Brad, you got the last word on CMF, buddy. What's up?
Duffy.
Yo.
So I'm not against the age being increased, but down to 18, you can't even get a pistol permit in New York State until you're 21.
Thank you.
So no. How are you going to have a...
So you make an exemption for guys that want to serve.
For 3 years?
They're not serving. They're police officers.
No, serving the community.
Okay. Go ahead, Brad.
They
I'm sorry.
They can't carry a pistol in the military when they're 18. They can only carry a long gun. So what are we going to do? Have... 18-year-old police officers out here walking around with no gun for 3 years?
No, give them that long gun you were talking about.
All right, Brad, are you...
I think a long gun does the job even quicker.
All right, Brad, let's say...
Tommy, you're a moron.
Let's say... Well, hold on, Brad. Let's say...
What
they
a go tell me about it.
What a go tell me about it, ladies and gentlemen, professional talker. Brad, let's say Tommy's idea, they carve on an exception for 18-year-olds so they do background checks on, think are fit to do the job. Would you be okay with an 18-year-old police officer?
No.
Why?
They're hardly out of high school. You're not even mature till you're 25, dude.
Yeah, dude.
Look back at you when you were 18. Would you have thought about becoming a police
officer?
Yeah, he's
too fat.
Would you trust you?
No, of course not. I don't trust you at 63, you idiot. I'm going to trust an 18-year-old. Brad.
Thanks, Duffy.
Thanks, buddy. Have a good rest of the day. There goes Brad. Okay, let's take a break. Yeah. God, that is the worst take you've ever had in your life.
I think it's a cool one.
I am, like, furiously angry with you. Because I was like, oh, as I'm writing this last night, I go, oh, I know an easy way to make him understand, but to make an 18-year-old police officer. Yeah, you're right. That's a dumb thing to do. I guess we have to go, no, it's brilliant. The brilliant thing to do.
Kimmy kind of agreed with me.
No.
I thought you did when your mic wasn't working.
All right, let's take a break. You have to put weeks, maybe even months of work in just to attempt this.
Oh, really?
And build up not only the physical but the mental fortitude to accomplish this goal. It's very impressive. I know you hate these people, but it's impressive.
Right.
It can break people down. We've seen people quit in the middle of major events that friends and family travel to watch them participate in.
Test your fortitude.
Exactly.
You're steeled, Patrick.
So for this poor woman to work this hard and have her day end in this way, you're hanging out in the break room, Rochester's Classic Rock 96.5 WCMF. We'll jump right into it. Are either of you familiar with the Boilermaker 15K?
I know. I've heard of it.
Okay.
Yes.
So it's
now I am.
It's a big race they run every year in Utica.
Mm.
It's about a
just to leave.
It's about
to reach your chance. Go.
It's about a 10-mile run. It attracts fitness enthusiasts from across upstate New York.
So what makes this different? You had to full out run, not like a jog?
No, I mean, it's a race. You race it however you want to. But for whatever reason, lots of people from Rochester, Buffalo, Syracuse, Albany train for this and make the trip for Utica. I don't know what makes it so special. If you are runners, 252 WCMF, what makes the Boilermaker 15K such a big deal? And for most people, Tommy, training for a 10-mile race in the middle of July is brutal.
Oh, sure.
You have to dedicate yourself. You got to be in top shape.
You got to make the commitment better.
And there are plenty of people who do not finish this race due to injury, exhaustion.
Oh, sure.
But one woman was stopped thanks to Mother Nature.
Oh, what showed up?
During the race on Sunday, a female racer was forced to withdraw after being hit by a deer.
Wait.
She got run over.
Wait, the deer cut in front of her?
Sounds like it.
Oh, it's worse than that.
Broadsided her?
It's worse than that. According to witnesses, the woman was running on a downhill stretch when the deer came out of the woods, quote, barreling down and hit her head on.
Wait, it was a head-on collision?
It was a head-on collision with a sprinting deer.
But you didn't see the deer?
I don't know how this happened. I mean, this is all according to witnesses. Witnesses say...
I guess you thought the deer would move.
Or maybe it happened so fast you don't even have time to react. Now, apparently, according to witnesses, the deer jumped around for a little while, and then went back into the bushes and disappeared.
Laughing its ass off.
Witnesses say the woman was hit, like, pretty good. The scene became chaotic when folks started screaming for a medic, not knowing how injured this woman was.
Yes, yes.
When medics got to this woman, they say she suffered a head injury and a leg injury. Witnesses say her face was bruised and her eye was swollen. She was taken from the race by ambulance to the hospital in Utica, then was transferred to the Syracuse University Hospital from there.
Wow.
There is no word on how she's doing right now, but obviously we hope she's okay.
She banged up.
Bro, she got hit by a deer. She didn't hit a deer. She got hit by a deer.
That's got to be a first.
Actually, no.
Because deer are so goddamn skittish.
So William must have heard the tease to this and was aware of the story. He wrote us, hey, Duffy. Duffy on WCMF, the easiest way to get us on Instagram. William says, this is the second time someone got run over by a deer at a running event. It happened last year at the Turkey Trot, and there's a video of it on YouTube.
The one
I remember that. Was it local or was it like Syracuse or something? Either way, somewhere around
it was like a woman running
Buffalo. A 5K.
No, there was one in Buffalo where the deer came
Unless this is a different one. But I remember it was like a woman running a 5K. Like not, it wasn't anything serious. She literally was just trotting along when all of a sudden this deer came sprinting through the line of people.
Now, you see deer out, like even in your backyard. As soon as you turn the door,
they
haul ass.
Yeah. Sure. But, I mean, if the deer's in the wrong place at the wrong time and it's scared, it's going through anything.
Yeah. Right.
No, the one that Kimmy's referring to, I think it was in
Buffalo.
I think
it was like an older woman, too.
Yes.
Yeah.
Maybe it's women. They just don't like women.
Bro, this woman got hammered
by
this deer, the one in Buffalo.
Yeah.
Okay. This poor woman in Utica. One, on account of the injuries, obviously.
Mm.
But more so, the work she had to do to get in shape for this race.
Yeah, she had all those inspirational T-shirts she worked out in.
Probably. Okay, you're gonna be run hater now?
Of course he is.
Girl tough.
He hates any group physical activity.
Hashtag
no, I take that back.
Mom strong.
He hates any group activity.
But this isn't even really a group.
Gal power.
Bro, no matter how you feel about running.
Yes.
It's impressive that someone.
Oh, hey, hey.
It's weird too because you're dressed like you're on a walking team today.
But like, I mean, like this is one of those things you circle on the calendar months in advance. You are training every single
day. Oh yeah,
day.
Your diet, exercise, everything.
And this woman did not get to accomplish this goal that she worked maybe weeks and months for because the universe decided to send a female deer at her face.
Maybe it's a sign that maybe run is not for you.
And not only that, Tommy.
Maybe a treadmill.
There were hundreds of people that witnessed it happen.
Yeah.
Maybe your family.
All right, let me ask you this question.
Yeah.
Phone number is 252-WCMF, 252-9263. Again, we're talking about this woman. She was racing the Boilermaker 15K in Utica on Sunday. Now, we had asked why this race is such a big deal.
Is it like up, like a mountain or something?
I don't know.
Because you said downhill maybe it's tough terrain.
Well, I don't know. I don't know if you heard this, but mountain or not, there you can go uphill or downhill.
All right. Wise guy.
Oh, wait, she was probably running Mount Utica.
I don't know if it's flat.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. Right at the peak of Mount Utica.
I know Utica is very hilly.
Yeah?
Is
it mountainy?
Why is it so much tougher than any other marathon?
I didn't say it was tough. I said it was popular.
This thing is like known to be tough or something.
Yeah, I love
you're thinking of a different. Right?
It's called a Boilermaker.
Are you thinking of like the Tough Mudder kind of thing?
No, I know that one. That's the one where they electrocute
you. No, I know that.
And they hit you with pipes.
John writes, as we asked, what makes it so popular? What makes the Boilermaker so popular or so awesome is that FX Matt Brewing has an after party for everyone. If you have a race bib, you can drink as much as you want afterwards.
Okay.
Can we talk about that real quick? There's
a big drinking culture with the running community. And I never understood that because I feel like that's the last thing I want after I go on a long run or have a long workout.
No, I'm with her, though. Like, there are clubs that will run and then go to a brewery and sit there for hours.
Like, I'm dehydrated now.
But there's a lot of that
exercise. Let me dehydrate some more.
Where you go and work out, and then there's the bar.
Yeah. Like, even, you know, beer league hockey. It's called beer league hockey.
Yeah.
There are guys that'll sit and drink three beers before the game. I don't know how you people do that. I would puke immediately.
Oh.
Okay, but anyway, getting back to this whole thing.
Right.
Right? There's witnesses, hundreds of witnesses. Yeah,
you got blasted by a deer.
You got it. Would you rather this happened on the race track where everyone saw it, or would you rather this happen while you were alone and training?
I don't think people would believe me. If they didn't see me.
Yeah, that's true.
Like, well, you're going to think like you just fell. You fell over your own two stupid feet.
Okay, so you want witnesses.
Because I didn't know this was a thing, that deer go after people.
Well, I don't know
I think it's just kind of running through and whoops, can't stop. Couldn't stop itself.
Well, no, Mike says it happens way more than we think. He writes us on Instagram, this happens every year around Christmas time. My grandma got run over once.
Oh, my God, they should make a song about it.
Kimmy, would you rather this happened at the race where everyone saw it or in private while you're training?
As embarrassing as it would be, probably still at the race, because there's going to be people on hand to help you.
Oh, yeah.
I mean, I don't know the extent of, you know, like you may not be able to get up and keep going depending on when that deer hits you on a solo run.
That's a great point. That's the other weird thing. Like those folks that go for like those long, long runs, like folks that run 5-10 miles, you know, every other day. I aren't you scared that you could have a medical issue while you're doing it?
I'm always afraid that like all of a sudden I'm going to have to go to the bathroom or something.
Well, you just take a dump outside.
Well, if you have woods nearby, what if you're in a neighborhood or something?
Take a neighborhood dump.
That's my biggest fear is like I don't want to like crap myself 10 miles.
But even
from
if you
home.
Have an emergency, you got your phone. What's the difference?
Well, that's if you're conscious.
Yeah.
Oh.
You know what I'm saying? Like, I don't know how conscious this woman was because, again, she had a head injury. She had a swollen eye. I mean, she was transferred to another hospital.
All right.
So there's another weird thing in this story.
What's that?
So there are several eyewitnesses in the actual story that we found about this that describe what they saw from her.
Okay.
For example, this woman that got hit. By the way, 8,500 people run this race.
Wow.
8,500 people drive to Utica.
That's impressive.
And run this race. So,
I hear it's all uphill.
No, actually, they say it's a nice downhill race. I'm reading a quote. Oh. It's amazing how you're wrong even without knowing. Like, it's astonishing. So, let me read you a quote from one of the witnesses here. Gregory Yorton, another runner.
What did Mr. Yorton say?
Said, quote, he was a couple of seconds ahead of the woman when he heard a rustling coming from the bushes. He turned to see, quote, a good-sized doe darting around rapidly before disappearing into the woods again. Yorton said he stopped to see what happens, saw other runners stopping to assist the woman. He then continued on with his race yelling, medic, as he ran down the hill. Several people in this story describe what happened as they say they were running by the scene.
Yes.
They didn't stop.
Yes. He didn't stop.
Okay. 252 WCMF. We are not competitive runners.
No.
No.
Is it a dick move to keep going?
Seems to be. Especially with a unique kind of freak accident and you just keep going.
But is this like a race where you're... Like, I could see people in a marathon that don't stop because, like, they train so long, so hard for this that if it could, like, screw up their time or whatever or pace... But is this like one of those races where you brag about like how quickly you finish?
Well, I mean, even if you're not going
to... Is there a prize involved, I guess?
Even if there's not a prize or how you're going to brag about how quickly you finish, I mean, as a runner, I'm assuming you're competing against yourself.
Yeah, personal accomplishment.
Exactly. And it sure seems like, based on this story, most of the people that saw it kept going.
Mm. What dicks?
Is that a dick move?
Yeah, this is a D-Day, man. Come on, hit the beach, game over.
Again, could you not pick such high-stakes things?
Was that a high stakes?
D-Day?
Yeah.
A little bit. A little bit high stakes.
I guess if you're a runner and you do these races all the time, maybe you constantly pass by people that get injured. Like
screaming.
Well, that's what I mean. But writhing like, in pain. I'm thinking like, you know, sprained ankle, you know, medic. Somebody that has to take a break, whatever. But this, though, you would think would be so shocking that you'd have to stop and process it.
Right.
They kept going. Would you keep going?
I think I would at least stop and see if somebody's going to help this person.
I'm looking for any reason to stop.
You stop just out of curiosity. Yeah. Like, what's going on here?
I think that, all right, and I'm gonna try and put myself in the heads of these runners. You know, I trained for that boxing
match,
right? All right. And when you, like, really dedicate yourself to something physical for a long time.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
It like alters your brain chemistry.
Oh, it does?
I'll give you an example.
Yeah, please.
So like we had trained for 10 weeks for this fight.
Yeah.
Right? And I was in the best shape of my life. It's looking good, buddy. Running like 5 miles a day. I got in that ring and it got really intense and I got hit with a shot that I would have stopped immediately any other time. Like the ring was moving a little bit. But because I had put in so much work.
Okay.
There was no way I was stopping that fight. There was
the blinders on.
You would have had to kill me for me to stop that fight. So, like, and it was all because I worked out. Like, if somebody today punched me like that, if I went to the boxing gym, I'm not going back for 3 weeks.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
The fact that these people train so hard for this.
Yeah, that you're in the zone.
I think that, like, even a good person, their chemistry has been altered in their brain so much that I have to finish. I have to get my personal best. I can't.
You just train and you're not a nice person. Yeah,
I'm kind of with Tommy. If this was like well into the race, though, and I'm exhausted, I'm definitely looking for an excuse to take a break.
So done with this crap. Where's that beer you were talking about?
Oh, you know, I had to stop. I had to see what's going on.
How about that? She missed out on all the free beer, too. She had to go to the hospital.
Oh, yeah. She went to the hospital.
And they don't let you bring beer in the hospital.
No.
Unless you're withdrawing, in which case they have beer in the hospital.
Oh, really?
I'm not making that up.
Man, I'm going to mention that next time.
I don't think you get one, unless you're actually withdrawing, which now that I'm thinking about it.
Yeah, I could use that.
All right, let's take a break. I mean, it's really the highest accomplishment this guy could ever hope for.
Okay.
It is long deserved. Mm-hmm. It is a massive honor, and you're going to be a massive
dick.
No,
I'm not. How do you know?
No, we should really be going to support him. Like, we've known him for that long. We're that good buddies with him. We should.
Absolutely.
You should. Especially.
Yeah, yeah.
You've known him longer than any of us.
Yeah.
You're hanging out in the Breaker, Rochester's Classic Rock, 96.5 WCMF. I will ask you this up front. Did you see this story?
I did not.
Okay. If you listen to the show, you are probably familiar with our good buddy, Dan Mason.
Yeah.
General manager of the Rochester Red Wings. You know, that sounds arrogant. Dan Mason's been around for so long, you probably know him anyway.
Yes.
Guy's everywhere. You go to a ball game, he's out on the field. He's walking around. He's shaking hands. He's kissing babies. He has worked for the Rochester Red Wings since 1990.
So 35 years?
It's, yeah, his first job out of college.
Wow.
He has been the general manager since 1995.
God damn, yeah, I think he was one of the youngest in the league at that time.
30 years. Now he's one of the oldest. And Dan Mason.
You didn't have to say that.
General manager of the Rochester Red Wings, it was announced yesterday, will be inducted into the Red Wings Hall of Fame.
Wow. Did he do that himself? Because he, like, runs the place?
I do wonder who gets a vote.
Hey,
in that.
Tommy Mulay just elected himself break room all star.
By the way, you know you have it because I'm in charge of that.
We would vote it down.
Yeah, Mace is going into the Red Wings Hall of Fame, which includes some very impressive names.
Who you got?
Well, I mean, you're talking about Bobby Gritch, talking about Joe Altobelli, Ripken, all the legends that
guys have played.
Well, that's just it. He is being inducted alongside another former Red Wing. That would be Jason Kubel, former outfielder who had another major league career.
Okay.
He was the IL rookie.
So is he the only, like, non-baseball player?
No, Maury Silver's got to be
in
there.
Yeah, I was going
to say. Well, he's the owner, for God's sake.
Well, the people, like,
the original
worked.
Maury Silver.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying. He's the owner. He's, there's a goddamn statue of the guy.
I'm sure there are other people that worked for the organization that are in there, too.
Can we pull up the Rochester Red Wings Hall of Fame and see for non-players who are in there? Because I bet you you got, why am I blanking right? Fred Costello is probably in there.
He could be in there, yeah.
That's possible, right? No, I'm really proud of Mace. I'm happy for it.
That's so cool, man, that the place you work, you're on the wall right next to your office.
Okay.
With no slash your name on the office.
You have worked here for 30 years.
Yes.
There are multiple names at different places in this building in honor of people, and you've never been honored.
They even took my shirt down.
Well, yeah, they made us take the fake shirt we put up to hang your shirt in the rafters. They made us take it down.
Yeah.
We tried to name the men's room after you. They wouldn't let us do it. I'm not making that up either.
All true.
Our boss said we had to take down the plaque that we put up. So how do you make fun of Mace for this?
I don't know. It doesn't seem that impressive, man. I thought it would be like...
Are you kidding
like
me?
Like if he was in the International Baseball Hall of Fame. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
Because they play in the International League, right? Mm-hmm. And I don't even know where they're headquartered.
Internationally.
Oh, sorry. All over the place.
Yeah.
That would be impressive.
No.
But the fact you're right there, bro.
Are you kidding me?
That's like your mom saying you're handsome. You're very good looking.
Why are you being such a dick, man?
I'm not being a dick.
He should be very proud of himself. He earned this. And you know how he is. He's going to be Mr. Like, oh, no, I can't believe it.
Well, this time he's right.
Kimmy, what do we got for
now? So it looks like there are members of the media that have been inducted covered them for a long time. Oop. There are Red Wings announcers in here.
All right. So this isn't unprecedented.
Yeah, there's a bunch of different roles.
Is there a media name we recognize that is in the Rochester Red Wings?
Hold on, I got to click on.
We're going to be long in the ground.
Tommy's about to make a serious enemy if someone's still alive.
They've already done that.
Those sports writers have no sense of humor.
No, they don't. But quite an appetite.
George Behan? Behan?
Nah.
Never heard of him.
Don't know that one. God, please don't still be alive.
That's the first one that pops up.
All right, take your time.
All right.
All right. So going back to the story here.
Yeah. So you guys, what are they doing this?
So it's going to be a two-day event. On
2 days? They can't wrap this up in 10 minutes?
Can you let me tell what this situation is that you just asked for? On August 15th, it's a Saturday, they will be inducting Kubel, the ball player, into the Hall of Fame. On Sunday, August 16th, they will be inducting Mason in a pregame ceremony, which I think as a show, I'm being serious. I think we need to.
Yeah. You know, the mayor's going to be down there.
He probably is.
Oh, yeah. No, I'm serious.
Yes.
All the politicians and stuff.
Bro, I'm telling you, I'm going to say something, and you're going to kill me for it, but I'm being sincere when I say this. So, you know, Scotty Metcalf, Amherst legend, passed away a couple of weeks ago. And we talked about how back in the day, whether it was the Red Wings, the Amherst, the Rhinos, like minor league sports players.
Were huge.
They were legitimate celebrities here in town. Like they spent their careers here. And you loved seeing Scotty Metcalf or Jody Gage or, you know, Sharky, Lennon Steenkamp. What a great name.
That is a great name.
But that doesn't really exist anymore with these athletes.
Right.
I would make the argument, I'm serious when I say this, that Dan Mason is the most recognizable name in sports in Rochester.
Oh, yeah. I would agree with that.
Is that fair?
Yeah.
I mean, he's Mr. Nice Guy.
No, it's not because he's Mr. Nice Guy. He's held this job forever. The Red Wings.
And he does a great job.
He does do a great job.
I just said
no,
that.
No, you idiot. You don't have any other frame of reference. You don't go to other ballparks.
He came up with Dizzy Bat and What's in the Box and play catch with your dad or sit where we spit night and watch movies.
Well, Chris B. writes us on Twitter.
Sitting and spit.
Duffy at WCMF, the easiest way to get us. He says, on that Sunday after Mace gets inducted, you can run the bases with Spikes and Mitts.
he has to give a speech, right?
Probably, yeah.
Oh, my God.
I mean, he kind of gives a speech every night.
Yeah, right.
What's it? Look, I'll go further. Past what he has accomplished professionally, Dan Mason, no joke, is the nicest.
He's very evolved, too.
That, too.
You know what I mean?
Yeah.
He's the nicest human being you will ever meet in your life.
He's super nice.
And I will say this, right?
And then your show does this. Unbelievable. Oh, the big old Pat Duffy show.
Okay, so I would
Mr. Chuckle Ass. What?
I would hang out on this show when you were in seventh place before I got here and saved your career. And
well, it's saved. The mics don't work. Even the engineers don't want to come around.
No, but like I would just hang around when I was a broke ass stand up.
Yeah,
comic.
Yeah, yeah.
And look, when you have a job like this, some people think you're important. We're not.
Yeah.
Doesn't mean anything. But like, as my career went on, people that treated me like crap started treating me really different because they thought they could get stuff for me. Dan Mason is the only person that treated me exactly the same from the moment I met him when I was 18 till right now.
Yeah, he treated you like a regular guy.
Always like, unbelievable. Went out of his way. Nice to meet you. Shaking hands. Yeah. Laughing. He is, like, if you were to make me a list of, like, the top five, like, angels on earth, Dan Mason is in there. I love that man.
He's a great salesman.
No, he's a good person.
No, but he's a good PR guy.
He's all of those things. All of those things.
Yeah, can't you be all those things?
Is this jealousy? Is that what this is?
What jealous?
What jealous?
What jealous?
What jealous?
I mean, you've never been honored for anything. When Kano is here, he gets put into the Rochester Music Hall of Fame. You flip out. Mace gets into the Rochester Red Wings Hall
of
Fame.
Pat and I both got awards. Oh, they did give you that media award, but it was only because you're like the last media person left.
It was the last year they did it. They shut it down afterwards. That's not a joke.
No, you're right.
Tommy got an award, and they were like, you know what? We've run out of people to give
it
to.
They don't recognize talent in this town.
Like, we had to put on a show for you for your 30th year in radio.
What do you want me to do?
Stop being a dick when other people get accomplished.
That's all I got.
You said on the show yesterday.
I am full of dick.
You didn't have to finish that. Tommy said on the show yesterday, and we're not making this up, a quote of his was, I don't cheer for friends.
Yes, I don't root for friends.
There it is.
Was his quote. And then we asked you to elaborate on that thinking it would make it better for you, and it didn't. It got worse.
So no, I'm sorry. I think that we need to take...
Oh, we got to go. We got
I'm going, and I think...
You just want to get on the field, run your mouth.
I'm not going on the field.
Pat Duffy, son of Lance Duffy, here he comes now.
Why would I speak at his induction?
No, but you'll want to be down there, Kimmy.
No, I don't want to be. I'm going
to
sit...
Y'all love to get on that field.
Shut up.
Video y'all asses down there hanging out with the ball players.
I'm not going on the field. I'm going to sit in the stands. I'm going to watch Mace get inducted into the Red Wings Hall of Fame.
Okay.
And clap and cheer.
Yeah,
be there for a guy.
I'm bringing a whole family down.
The guy is a Rochester institution. We are better in the community for having had him, and that's why he deserves to be in this Hall of Fame.
Absolutely.
Shut up, man. There isn't even a Hall of Fame I could think of that would even consider you. Like, seriously, what Hall of Fame?
I don't know what Hall of Fame are.
Oh, everyone you've ever worked with is in a Hall of Fame.
Well, yeah. I don't. There's a Broadcasting Hall of Fame. It's the only one I could go
in. Yeah, you ain't getting there, bro.
But it doesn't even exist. What is it? It doesn't exist.
Yeah.
It's a wall in Syracuse.
Man, it's weird it doesn't exist because I know multiple people we've worked with that are on it.
And yeah, you think they all deserve to be on it, too. Don't you make that face.
What? Do not make that face.
Yeah, you're pulling for all those guys.
Well, let me ask you this. If they don't deserve to be in it and you're not in it, what does that say about you?
I don't want to be in it.
Like, if we think about all of the people that we have worked with in this room and out of this room.
Yeah.
Every single one of them is either in a Broadcasting Hall of Fame, a College Hall of Fame.
It's all politics, bro.
A Town or City Hall
of
Fame.
Hey, by the way, you got to slip them a little.
Because if there's one thing radio guys have, it's money to slip to get into Halls of Fame. Is there a Hall of Fame that Tommy could get into? 252 WCMF. Like, even locally, like, there's an Italian-American Hall of Fame here in Rochester.
But do you have to be from Rochester? Like, is it a... Because that's tough for him, too. He's not from here.
Well, no, but I mean...
He's not a native Rochesterian.
He's lived here longer than he's lived anywhere else. He's a Rochester institution.
I mean, he lives here now.
I pay New York State taxes.
That's a way to ingratiate yourself to the locals.
Not born and raised here, though.
Barber might have one. He's on CMF.
What do you got?
Hey, Barber, how are you, buddy?
Good. The Wegmans Loyalty Shoppers Hall of Fame. They'll present him with a special platinum card. Ooh.
That would be cool.
See, I love how you're going to make fun of who this
man, platinum ooh, Wegmans
like
card.
Wait,
bro?
I get a fake platinum card this fantasy barber's doing?
This is pretty cool. I'm in.
Now, Tommy, your outfit, you look like you're auditioning for Below Deck Senior Sunset Cruise.
Oh, Barbara, you're having a rough
day,
buddy.
I like where you're going with it, Barbara.
Barbara, get a nap in. Try again tomorrow.
Appreciate the thought, though.
Bye, Barbara. I think he was trying to think of a third thing, and we're just going to get him out of there. Look, the jokes on Instagram ain't any better. Dan writes us, he belongs in the Lizard Boy Hall of Fame. You guys are brutal. All right, congratulations to our good friend Dan Mason.
Man.
And look, in all seriousness,
yeah.
If you want to be there to honor Mace on his special day, it is August 16th. It'll be a Sunday before the game.
The place will be packed.
I really believe it'll be packed. Yeah, no, yeah.
I'm talking 10,000, 15,000. I'm talking like lines down the street.
I'm going to talk to Kimmy for a second. That guy has had an impact on so many charities, events, people's lives, that I do believe that place is going to be packed for
him. It's a significant moment in Rochester Red Wings history.
Yeah. Bingo. Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Not since the Calder Cup. No.
For Rochester Red Wings history?
Wait, what did they win?
What?
What cup did they win?
You tell me, Mr.
I
Rochester.
Don't know.
Well, there goes any Rochester Hall of Fame shot you had getting in. Governor's Cup.
Governor's Cup.
Governor's Cup.
Yeah. Where maybe the governor comes and gives him the goddamn speech.
That's not out of... Gives him the speech. He hands him the speech.
Yeah.
You are so bad at your job. You are so bad at your job and being a person. Both of those things. Let's take a break.